Someone donated human skulls to Goodwill in Bellevue last month. Now, the King County Medical Examiner's looking for help identifying one of them. Kathy Taylor is a forensic anthropologist. She looked at the skulls after Goodwill gave them to the medical examiner's office. She told KUW's Jamala Henderson it was clear two of them had been clinical specimens.
Is not. One of them is what we would refer to as an archaeological specimen or a non-forensic, but it's the remains of a Native American child under the age of 10.
And what helped you determine that?
Well, if you contrast it with the clinical specimens are nice and clean and white and bleached, and they have springs that hold the lower jaw onto the skull, and there's no tissue. The Native American remains are much older. They're in very poor shape, and then there are some cultural artifacts on the skull, including the wear on the teeth, that really speak to the fact that this is a Native American. Based on the dental development, we can say that this is a child under the age of 10.
And what was most surprising to you about any of these three skulls?
I think what's surprising to me in a way, and sometimes not surprising, is that people, I think, forget when they have clinical specimens in front of them, especially teaching specimens, they forget that these are still human remains. These are still human body parts that represented a living person, and that it's not really appropriate to turn them into a thrift store. In terms of the Native American, I'm always surprised to find Native American remains in private citizens' possessions, because that's not right. They need to be back with the tribe. They need to be repatriated. They need to be cared for appropriately, and they should not be circulating among private citizens.
So what will you do with the skulls now?
Well, they are, by Washington state law, going to be turned over to the state, and the effort will be made to repatriate the Native American child back to the appropriate tribe, which is one of the reasons we're coming forward and asking for the public's assistance. We need the person who donated them to give us a call without penalty, and certainly I don't intend to lecture or in any way make him or her feel badly, because I know it was done in complete innocence. We just need to know from them any background on the remains of this child. Where did it come from? How did it come to be in their possession? If we can figure out where it came from, is it from the state of Washington? Is it from another state? That will help us identify the appropriate tribes to contact for repatriation.
What would you tell people when they discover human remains? What would you tell the public to do with those?
Well, obviously, if they discover them outside, say in the woods, or if they discover them on the beach, they need to call law enforcement, always. And even if they don't know if the bone is human, please call law enforcement. If they discover them in the attic, what very frequently happens is that somebody will be cleaning out a relative who's passed away, and they're cleaning out their attic, and they come across some of these anatomical specimens or these clinical specimens. Please don't throw them away. Please don't donate them. If you can't use them for their intended purpose, please call us, and you can bring them to us.
Anthropologist Kathy Taylor and KUW's Jamala Henderson. Taylor says two skulls given last month to Goodwill could be buried if they're no longer used for medical instruction, and a third donated skull belongs to a Native tribe. The medical examiner's asking for help to get it back to the right one.